from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Covered the Red Sox, writing about them, talking about them. WEEI Boston, his podcast, is also very popular. Baseball isn't boring. We run promos for that all the time, and for good reason. Talking about Rob Radford, who's going to enlighten us on Nick York, who the Pirates acquired for Quinn Priester a couple hours ago. Rob, what's the scouting report on this guy? What can you tell us about him?
Well, first of all, let's go, Pirates! Trade deadline!
Woo!
Let's go! Come on!
Yeah.
I'm trying to
for the lead singer of Radiohead, right?
Exactly. So Nick York, yeah, he is. It is a swap of underwhelming first round picks, I guess. And I guess that's not a great way to start the Nick York introduction. But I will say this about Nick York: since he got promoted to AAA this year, he's absolutely torn it up. So he was a first round pick in 2020 for the Red Sox. Middle infielder, really can only play second base. He's played outfield a little bit in the minor leagues just because you never want a guy can only really play one position. Always considered an offense first, second baseman. Not a terrible defender. I do think he's a major leaguer. My initial reaction, honestly, in this trade was I thought they would get more for Nick York. So if that is good for you guys, I mean, congratulations. I'm painting a more rosy picture about the Pirates trade deadline. I don't know if he's going to be an all-star. I do think he's going to be a major leaguer.
Rob, what makes him a major leaguer in your mind?
Well, I think he can hit. You know, I think he can hit. And he hit in the AAA. He hit in Worcester when he got called up. He's not going to blow you away in terms of hitting 30 home runs or stealing a lot of bases. But throughout the course, the majority of his professional career, he's hit. He was a little bit of a reach in the first round. Everybody thought so. And, you know, his body type, he's not super athletic. He's more of a thick guy, you know, had some weight issues early on in his career, but sort of gotten that was under control. But, you know, I think he can hit, but he's not playing shortstop at all. He's not going to be a center fielder. He's not super athletic, but I think he can be a major league second baseman who can hit.
Why haven't the Red Sox had use for him? It's not like they have Pedroia there anymore, just anchoring second base. So why hasn't he managed to crack that lineup this year?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it was a little bit – his development was a little bit behind for them to say, all right, you get your crack at second base. Because one of the things that did not help Nick York was that he did not have a good spring training. And he was only playing second. And so that's when they put him in the outfield a little bit. And then he started hitting once he got to AAA. He hit okay in AA as well. But they went into this year saying Vaughn Grissom is going to be the second baseman of the future. We traded Chris Sale for him. Vaughn Grissom hasn't worked out. He's been hurt a lot. They've been running these other guys through there. But I did feel like if they held on to Nick York past the deadline and he kept hitting in Worcester, that there was a possibility that they would give him a chance. But I think he just put himself behind the eight ball a little bit with such a terrible spring training.
Talking to Rob Bradford, who covers the Red Sox and has for a long time from WEEI in Boston, he's calling Nick York, the player the Pirates picked up for Quinn Priester, a major leaguer because he can hit. Is he going to hit for high average or is he going to hit for power, Rob? Which one's going to make him a big leaguer that sticks?
I think it's more going to be hitting for average. I mean, I think this is a guy who, now when I say he can hit, I mean, he can hit and keep in a major league lineup, and it's going to be something where you're not going to be like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this guy's hitting ninth and staying in the lineup.
Gotcha.
Ultimately, what you're talking about is my guess. It's still, this is a cliche, but the 280, 15 home run guy, but this was his thing. He was always considered among scouts, among the organization. If he was going to get to the major leagues, it was not going to be because of his athleticism or his fielding. It was going to be because of his bat. And that's what held him back, because he wasn't blowing away people in Double-A last year and in spring training and then early on. But once he got to Worcester in Triple-A this year, it's been a different guy. And his numbers speak for themselves.
Rob, how bad is the defense here? Like, does he take a shovel out there to second base with him? What are we getting here on that front?
No, he's pretty good at second base, but the problem is that he's not a guy. If you're considered really good defender at second base, there's a perception that maybe you can play shortstop. He's not playing shortstop. He's solid at second base. There's a guy here now, Emmanuel Valdez, playing for the Red Sox. He's sort of an offensive first guy, but Nick York is a much better defender than he is. I mean, a lot of times you see guys who it looks like their gloves aren't even broken in. No, I mean, Nick York is not that guy. Nick York is a decent enough fielder.
Better player than Michael Chavis, who we had to endure.
Oh, that's
from you guys.
A great one.
Oh, no.
I thought of that the other day. I thought of that immediately when this happened, because obviously former first-round pick, that the Red Sox were ready to move on from. And I love that question, because I would say this: Nick York absolutely in this organization is viewed better than Michael Chavis was when they traded him for Big Fudge. Absolutely. So, I think at that point, Michael Chavis had some moments, but by the time he was traded to Pittsburgh, they sort of like, it's really not going to work out. I don't think they saw that with Nick York.
Rob Bradford, WEEI Boston. Check out his podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring. Rob, thank you so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you later. Right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.